Hello there, folks. This is Chris Scarsten. I'm here on Main Menu to review a couple of nice little programs for you. First one I'm going to review for you is called Dimension 4. What this program will do for you is it will sync your computer's clock up with the atomic clock. This can be especially helpful if you have an older computer or if you have one whose clock just doesn't seem to keep up with time. And if time is important to you, or you just want to keep your clock updated, this is a good little program to use. And the nice thing about it is it doesn't require any configuration files. It doesn't need any JFW scripts or Window Asset files for it to work properly. Works very nice. It has standard Windows conventions, and depending upon how you set it up, it can be very accessible. Now, there are a couple of things you want to set up right so that your particular screen reader of choice will handle it properly, and I will go through that for you. And so let's do that. I'm going to go to the Windows desktop. Now, I'm going to be using JAWS for Windows version 3.7 update, by the way, with Eloquence as my synthesizer, so I'm going to go to the desktop now.
Desktop, list view, Winamp, 30 of 32.
All right, and we are at the desktop now. So, to get to Dimension 4, go to the Start menu.
Start menu, Windows Update.
And press P for Programs.
P, one step sub menu.
And press D for Dimension 4.
D, Dimension 4.
All right, and we press Enter.
Enter, hourglass, leaving menus, start button, arrow, 12:26:10 a.m. Dimension 4 dialog, server list 1, list view, tick.usno.navy.milusa, Washington, D.C., U.S., nava.dot.dot.smtp, 128 of 129.
And we have a list view of 129 servers here. This is a standard list view. This is the default server that handles the time coordinates, and you can choose to have it go to any server you want and then have it update your clock. And I just have it as a default server because I figure one server is just as good as another one. There's no server that's any better than the other one that I've noticed. And so to get around this program, we need to use the tab keys. So we'll do that, and I'm going to press the tab key now.
Server add button.
And, of course, this is the server add button. If you know the name of a server, you can add it yourself and add it to the list. And then it will show up in the list view, as you just saw before. So we'll keep tabbing.
Server edit button.
Now, if you didn't add the server in there quite correctly, you can edit the server name, and you can get it so it recognizes it correctly. And keep tabbing.
Server remove button.
If you don't like the server that is currently being used for whatever reason, you can remove that current server. I will not do that now because I like the server I'm using now, so.
How often load Dimension 4 at startup? Checkbox check.
Now, this is a nice little function. I have a cable modem, so when I start my computer, Dimension 4 will load up. And when, depending upon what kind of connection you have, you can have it do other things, but we will tab over and we'll have it to all the other options here.
How often once loaded, wait until online checkbox checked.
Of course, this is nice because if you don't want Dimension 4 to download your computer automatically, you can have it set so that when you're automatically online, it will start the program for you and it will go out and it will get the time for you. And you can uncheck this box so that it will automatically start for you. And I have it so that when I get online, it will do it for me. Even though I have a cable connection, it will do it for me. I still have the box checked.
How often every radio button checked? 2 of 2.
Now, we have a choice of two things here. We have minutes and hours. And I like to have mine, you know, every few minutes. So I have mine set to the minutes function, and then we can tab over and find out how many minutes we have it for.
How often edit spin box? 10.
And then we have it for every 10 minutes. Now, you might not need to do it this much, and I have it just because. I picked a random number, and that's what I picked. You can have it every 30 minutes, every hour, every 2 hours, you know, whatever. Just arrow through the functions there, and or the choices there, and choose whichever one is best for you.
How often combo box minute S?
We have a choice of minutes and hours.
Correction time zone button.
Now, if Dimension 4 does not recognize your time zone right away, you can have it do this. You can have it correct the time zone that you're in. I'm in the central time zone, of course. So, it recognizes it right away.
Correction maximum correction checkbox checked.
I'm not quite sure what this is about, but it will maximize the correction time zone for you.
Correction edit spin box 1.
Within 1 hour.
Correction combo box hour S.
So there you go, and we'll keep tabbing.
Visibility start minimize checkbox checked.
Now this is a very good idea, because if you start your computer up and you have dimension loading at startup, a window will come on the screen and it might block other applications you might be using. So it's a good idea to have this start minimized. Now the only thing with this is that if it's loaded, you may need to go to the start menu, press P for programs and D for dimension 4 again before the program will show up. But if it's running, then you won't need to worry about that.
Visibility hide when minimized, checkbox checked.
This is good because when it's minimized, you can hide it. Otherwise, it will, the window will just stay there and it will be on top of everything else, and that's not good because of focus problems. With a screen reader, especially anything, is important how windows are displayed, so it's good to have this minimized.
Visibility display icon and gray checkbox checked.
I have it displayed in my system tray so that I can tell when I'm erroring through the system tray items how long ago it's been updated, which is good. And you can disable this if you like. It's purely a matter of personal preference.
OK button.
Now this is the OK button. Now to update the clock, this is what we press. So I'm going to press this now with the spacebar.
Space. Dimension 4 dialog. Based on the response from tick.usno.navy.mil, your PC's time was adjusted by 0.09 seconds. OK button.
So it was updated by 10 seconds, which is nice. Didn't really need to do that, but it's good to have it on time. So, we'll exit out of this program now.
Alt F4.
And we're back at the Windows desktop now. So that's Dimension 4 for you. Very nice little program, as you can tell. And you can have your computer's clock updated whenever you like. Second one I want to review here for you is End It All. And this is a nice little program because it allows you to terminate any running programs you have on your computer. And this is nice for a lot of things, especially if a program is misbehaving or if you just want to save system resources. And it also helps if you're doing a scan disk or a defrag of your hard drive. A lot of times programs will run in the system tray and you might need to go in there and manually shut them down, which you can do most likely if you have JFW or WindowEyes or any other leading screen reader. It all offers you the chance to shut down programs in your system tray. However, End It All is a nice little utility because it does it simultaneously. So, and it's also very speech friendly too. There are JFW scripts available for this also, and I will give you the URL to download not only the scripts but the program itself, as well as Dimension 4 is on the same website at the end of this. So to demonstrate this, we'll go to the Start menu.
Start menu, Windows Update.
P for Programs again.
P, One Step Sub Menu.
And E for End It All.
E, End It All Sub Menu.
We have an End It All Sub Menu here, so we'll press Enter.
Enter, End It All.
And we're on the End It All application. Now if we arrow down, we have End It All Help.
End It All Help.
And we want to be on the End It All application itself. The End It All Help file is very nice, by the way. It's short, but very effective, so you can read through that if you have any questions about it. So we'll arrow up.
End It All.
And press Enter.
Enter Hourglass Leaving Menus. Start button. App Start. End It All. Help button. Arrow.
Now we have the main program screen here. This is also used with a tab key. There are no menu bar with us two applications here. It's kind of different. So, to get around this, we also use the tab key. So we are on the Help button, which brings up the Help file, which we just mentioned. So, we'll tab over one more time.
Button.
Now this is the actual button you press when you want to terminate all applications at once. This button is not labeled, however, you can label it if you like. I know what it is, so I don't need to label it, but you may need to. So we'll tab over one
more time. About button. About button.
About button. Now we'll press the space bar on this.
Space, about End It All, OK button.
Now this is a dialog box, so in JFW we'll press the insert plus B command and we'll read the dialog box for us.
Not a dialog box, application window equals about End It All version 1.0.0.33, OK copyright, copyright 1999 by Ziff Davis Inc. First appeared on PC Magazine Extra website August 1, 1999, written by Neil J. Rubin and all rights reserved.
Alright, and it gave us a lot of useful information there, so when the program was first produced and where it first appeared. Nice little information there. So we get out of the dialog box, we'll press the OK button.
Space, End It All, About button.
And we're back on the About button, so we'll keep tabbing.
Exit button.
Now this, of course, terminates the program. So if you don't want to have the program running, you can just press this. So we'll keep tabbing.
Refresh button.
Now this is nice because after you terminate all the programs, you'll want a fresh list because End It All doesn't always display an accurate list of programs that are running at the current time. And we'll show you how this works at the end of the demonstration of the program. So, we'll keep tabbing.
List view, not selected, protected, Protect Norton protection status, 1 of 9.
Now, this is a standard list view in Windows, and we have 9 programs showing up here. Now, if you notice, it said protected. Now, if a program is protected by end it all, it will not shut down when all other programs terminate. So, you can determine what programs are running and which ones are to be terminated, and which ones are protected also. So we'll arrow down in the list view and see what we have running here.
Top protected, Protect Norton protection status.
And that's protected, so I want to keep that running.
Protected, Explorer, Windows Explorer.
Now this is one of the few items in the list that cannot be unprotected by end at all. Because obviously, you don't want to shut Windows Explorer down, and you don't want to shut the system tray down. So these two are protected.
Protected, SysTray, System Tray Applet. Protected, Navable 32, Norton Antivirus Auto Protect Agent.
Now, I normally keep this running, but for the sake of this review, I'll change its status to running by pressing the space bar.
Space, running, Navable 32, Norton Antivirus Auto Protect Agent.
So now, when the program runs, when I run it at all, it will shut down this program. It'll shut down the Norton protection status.
Protected, JFW, application file for JAWS for Windows.
Now we don't want to change this status because we want JFW to run, so we'll keep this protected.
Running, MTray, SonicBox IMTM Tuner Start Center.
Now I was using the SonicBox IM Tuner earlier to listen to radio stations, so there is something that runs in the programs menu here, so we'll keep that running. We want to shut that down.
Running Navigator. Navigator MFC application.
I was running Navigator earlier also, so I want to shut that down also.
Protected. Goldwolf. Goldwave.
And I'm using Goldwave to record this, so I want to keep that running, of course.
Protected. End it all.
Now this is the last item in the list, and this cannot be shut down. So, to shut down all these programs at once, we will tab over to the button that just says button, which is the end it all button.
Help button. Button.
And press the space bar.
Space, end it all closing programs, .. Friday, April 13th, 2001. Friday, April 13th, 2001.
Hey, it's Friday the 13th, wow. So, now, all these programs have been shut down, and to confirm this, we will tab over to the refresh button.
List view, refresh button. Space.
And go over to the list view here and see how many programs we have running now.
List view, not selected, protected, Protect Norton protection status, 1 of 6.
And it's just like that. 3 programs were shut down automatically all at once. Very nice little program, as you can tell. Works very nicely with JFW. I don't know how well it works with WindowEyes, but anybody out there is perfectly willing to try it and let me know how successful you are with it. I would think it would work because it uses Stano's Window Conventions, and WindowEyes is a very good screen reader, and it works with a lot of programs right out of the box. So, if you want to download these 2 programs and use them at your leisure, you may do so by going to www.jfwlite.com/programs.html. You can get End It All, and you can get Dimension 4, as well as many other nice little programs, shareware and freeware, for download there. And these are guaranteed to work very well with JFW, and in most cases, WindowEyes as well. So that's it for the review. If you have any questions or comments about this review, you can certainly email me if you like. My email address is tunehead2000@yahoo.com. That's tunehead, T-O-O-N, HEAD2000@yahoo.com. And like I said, I'd like to get any questions or comments you might have about the review, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Thank you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen saying thanks for listening. We look forward to your company again next week.